Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. So this channel is quite close to my heart because I train coaches in embodiment. I mean, why? Because if you don't work with the body, you're missing a lot. Whether you're a coach, a therapist, facilitator, whatever, that's how you go deep quickly. That's how you do stuff that's sticky. We have to take the body into account. This channel is sponsored by Dylan Newcombe and Uzazu Embodied Intelligence. Dylan is a genius, quite simply put, and I wouldn't say that about many people in this field. I've been studying with Dylan for, God, the first time was probably 10 years ago in the Netherlands. Speaks fluent Dutch, by the way, as well as Korean and a few other languages. What I love about Dylan is his ability to make models of things, looking at how embodiment works. His system, Uzazu, U-Z-A-Z-U, is really all about state shifting. So I think of him as the sort of master of state changing, how we can shift our state, our client's state, and how we can develop ourselves through those different ways of being. So I think for coaches and therapists, it's like easy to learn, practical toolkit. I've used it myself over the years. So if you want a 3-day online training with Dylan, then look at the link below, or you can go to Uzazu, uzazu.org. And even easier, he's got an embodied assessment there you can do as well. We all love doing these little tests about ourselves, but this is an embodied one. So there you go. Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. I'm gonna be on this one a lot just because there's lots of cool people on here. Lots of people, I think, you know, well worth a listen. Embodiment in facilitation is so necessary. So from me to you, welcome.
Welcome, Adam. I would just say Adam is an integral coach. He's managing partner and faculty, which is like New Ventures West, World Renewed School of Integral Coaching and Development. And I believe in this session, he will try to explore how we harmonize the three centers of intelligence, head, heart, and body, how to help us move forward in a more meaningful and intentional and fully integrated way. And I'm handing to Adam. Welcome, Adam, here.
Thank you, Monica. And thank you all for joining, whether it's midday, evening, early morning. It's nice to have a worldwide group represented. So thanks for coming, being part of this. As Monica said, if you're interested in coming into the room where you can see and have a little bit more live interaction, just raise your hand and we can let you in. So what I thought I'd do is we're gonna be exploring harmonizing the three intelligence centers. So I recognize this is the embodiment conference, a lot of focus on the body and the body intelligence. And we're also gonna be exploring the other two other intelligence centers, our mind intelligence and our heart intelligence, and how these three can be in harmony with each other. Or a word that we often use in our school, integrated together. So the plan is to talk a little bit about each one of them and then do some experientials in each one, giving us an opportunity to not just talk about it, but really explore in real time. So I'll be pausing throughout, asking for questions, and you're welcome to do that through the Q&A button. Which is down in the lower middle of your screen. And I'll be responding to the questions that way. And then there's also the chat available. So just to kind of get started and get a sense of how you are all doing in this moment, I'd love to invite us to do a check-in using the chat. And the question I have is, pick a color or an animal that represents how you're doing in this moment. So a color or an animal that represents how you're doing in this moment, and go ahead and put that in the chat and see how everybody's doing. So I'm feeling quite mauve today. So we have sleepy cat, blue, yellow, mauve, blue, squirrel. Fantastic. Give a minute just to let these come in and have us give a chance to read it. Oh, a bunny and a panda. Well, thank you all for taking a chance to do that and playing with me. hopefully we'll have a little bit of playtime together and have some lighthearted experience. It really supports, I think, our learning. And welcome Flynn to the, I'll call it the interactive room. Thanks for coming over. So I want to start just by saying a little bit about myself, so you have a sense of kind of where I'm coming from and where all of this is generated from. So as Monica mentioned, I'm an integral coach and I run a school that's based in San Francisco called New Ventures West. And we lead classes on integral coaching and how to bring our whole self to life. So in the context of this workshop, how can we bring our body, heart, and mind to life? And my way into this, believe it or not, was I studied engineering in college and engineering in graduate school. And I thought that, you know, I really was interested in two things, like really making cool stuff and helping people. And the more that I did that though, and the more that I was in my engineering work out in the world, started to see that mostly I was really interested in the people part and looking to see how could I support people in bringing the fullness of their beauty, the fullness of their genius to whatever they were doing. In this context, you know, engineering projects. So I thought initially that, oh, well, okay, I can do this as a project manager because we have to be practical. We have to think about how am I going to make money at something and we need a plan. So my plan was I'll do this through project management. All the while, there was this little voice inside that was saying, this isn't it. You know, engineering work isn't what I was here to do. But I clung to it because it was safe and had a plan to it. And in the middle of doing my technology consulting, I started doing a lot of endurance sports, so a lot more moving in the body. One of the things that it was helping me do was process my own anxiety. So sometimes we can work out and it helps like get anxiety out. So I was doing ultra marathons, you know, running like 50 mile races and doing Ironman triathlons where you were sitting on your bike for 6 hours at a time and then running for 3 hours and all of this time in my body. And what I started to notice was that my anxiety and anxiousness about like what I was gonna do and how I was gonna really follow my heart and working with people started to fade a little bit. So I started to get curious, like why, what's going on that my mind is starting to change as I'm doing more and more of this endurance sports. And so I started to see the connection between body and mind. And that allowed a little bit more quiet to enter in, or I could start to really listen to the deeper whisper of my heart, which was follow this longing, this desire to work with people and just go for it. Step into it and then let the plan develop in front of you instead of trying to figure it out beforehand. So that's what I endeavored to do. I started to look at, well, how could I do this full time? And that's when I started to realize there was this whole thing called coaching. And that maybe coaching could be it. So not knowing exactly how it would turn out, I just stepped into coach training. One thing led to another where I started on faculty at the school and then working inside of the school. Now I'm an owner of the school and leading classes. So all of this was a little bit of my just personal journey of how I came into coaching. And maybe for you, there's a decision you're sitting with or something inside of you, this little whisper of a voice that's calling you into something. And you're wondering, how is it that I can do this? How can I follow this deeper desire? And what might that look like? And trying to create a plan so that you can execute it. So I'm wondering if this is true for you, is anybody finding themselves wondering about what could I do to where I can find more alignment between what brings me alive and how I make money or how I'm spending my time in the world? What could that look like? So I'm going to give you a just 30 seconds now to jot down or think of, maybe it's a different kind of decision, but think of a decision that you're in the middle of trying to make, or something in your life that feels unresolved and you're wondering what's the plan forward. And bring this to mind. So take a minute here. Maybe you want to jot it down on a piece of paper or on your sketch pad, or if you're in the digital world, write it on your iPad or type it out in your notes app. But is there something that's present for you that you're wondering about? I'll just allow some space for reflection and bringing that forward. And part of the intention behind bringing this question now is to have, my hope is this workshop becomes immediately applicable to your life, that we aren't talking only in theory, but talking in a way that meets you somewhere, that you can find it as a useful. It's one of the things that as integral coaches we're really interested in is like, what's the intersection between all of this work and its pragmatism, its application to how we're living and how we could live. All right, so some time for that. And then I'll to kick us off kind of in a different way, to say something else about like how we can navigate life. One of the things I like to do is play songs, because I think they speak to us in a different kind of way. They help bring us forward and speak to our hearts and our minds, our left brain and our right brain. So I'm gonna play a song to set the stage in a different way for this topic. And it's called Don't Draw Your Maps in Pen and Ink by the Cobalt Season. So I'm gonna play that for us now. It's a way of starting off.
Someday, so just let go of all your thoughts on tomorrow, and you may find your bearings in disarray, though you may lead and trip and fall and follow. And all that you thought black will be proved red, full of life and complication and sorrow. And all that you thought white was in your head, life is lived in the shadows that we borrow. And I'll look for again, for you might see saw death and a way to your salvation. Best to lay down what you thought was certainty. Freedom's found in that calm frustration. And I will strive to find a pattern. Hold my breath till I'm on the brink. And I will yell to those behind me. Careful not to draw your map.
So I'd be curious if anyone how were you impacted by the song? Any reactions, feelings, sensations as a result of hearing about maps in pen and ink? You can go ahead and put your comments in the chat. And if you're in the main room here, you can unmute yourself and just bring your comment forward.
Yeah, right now it's so bittersweet with everything that's going on. In the world, it's a bittersweet thought to have. It's reassuring and comforting and helpful and also a little ungrounding.
Yeah.
I can, for me.
Yeah. I can relate with that in the sense of, okay, there's freedom in this, and then also, uh-oh, what's going to happen without a map? Thank you. Attendees out there, you want anything coming up for you? You want to put into the chat? Moved to silence. It was such a stirring song. Yeah. Right. Thanks, Monica, for that. And Justine. So there's a way that music can speak to us, like poetry can, but talking can't, give you peace. So I'm hearing peace, woke someone up, more joy, that even though the lyrics weren't understood, that the song was like, that there was some impact from the song. So you could see even what is the soundtrack of your life and how could that bring it in? Terry bringing in that a lot of spontaneity and freedom in her travels, not having too much of a map. So let's explore this for ourselves a little bit more about if we're not using a map or if we're not drawing it in pen and ink, what are we navigating by? And even there's a line in the song where he says, you know, and the compass in our hand is broken or useless. So what do we do then? Where do we look? Well, how do we turn? You know, appreciating this comment from Terry about the internal journey, how it can feel unsettling. And I think Heidi was mentioning this about it can feel unsettling when we don't have this clear path or this clear plan to follow and anxiety inducing. So where do we go? So that's what we're going to explore together now is more of this question of where do we go? And I have some slides to share. So in an integral coaching way of looking at this is looking at maybe three levels or three layers. So if we start at the bottom of the bullets with what? Like, what are the things I'm going to do? What are the plans? What are the actions I need to take? And often that's where we spend our time, is thinking about what, the what of life. Like, what tasks are there to do? What plans do I need to make? What do I need to have in place to make those plans happen? Sometimes we'll get down to the layer below that, which is how. So how do I execute on this decision I've made in a way that that is skillful? Like, how can I have that conversation with my boss that I'm not wanting to have in a way that really is getting to the outcome? So it's clear I need to have this conversation, but how do I do it? Or it's clear that I want to quit this job, but how do I go about doing it? And we can spend a lot of time in these places and trying to get it to be perfect and execute it have it be executable in a way that removes any possible breakdown or things going wrong or missteps. So maybe you can I can certainly relate to being in this place of, well, you can imagine as an engineer, oh, if I just have it perfect, nothing can go wrong. But we live in a world where we can't control everything. So even if we have the perfect plan, we're implementing it in a dynamic world. So by the time we have the plan, the world's already changed. And there's things way outside of our control. So there's another layer below that we can include in all of this, which is the kind of person I am as I'm doing all of this. Am I someone that's accessing resilience? Am I someone that's bringing forward caring or courage, spontaneity, peacefulness, trust? All kinds of qualities that we can come in contact with and can companion us as we're moving through life, that become the support that can go with us when we don't have a map or a pathway forward that's clear. So this is where we're going to spend most of our time today, is in this who part, and how can we work with that in a way where we feel more supported, like there's more ground underneath us. I do want to pause though and see if you have a question at this, if there are any questions. And if you have a question at this point, at the bottom of your screen, there's a little Q&A button. You can click that and type in your question. And you don't have to wait to when I ask for questions either. You can just pull that up and enter your questions, and I'll be monitoring it, and Monica will be monitoring it, and we can be sure to get to your questions. So if something comes up, please put it there. And I'm pausing intentionally now to see if anybody has a question so far. And if not, totally fine. Okay, doesn't look like it. Great. So let's continue this exploration of looking at the who. And more specifically, understanding what I've been talking about, the three different intelligence centers, our body, our heart, and our head, to say it kind of crudely. So our body, starting maybe there as a foundational element, somewhere where we can experience vitality, grounding, centeredness, presence, where we can be in the present moment and in our experience. We can bring forward and have more access to our heart intelligence, which is where our sense of our own wholeness and the wholeness of others resides, our feeling center, and also the place where we can tune into and see what are the whispers, the longings of my heart that are wanting to be expressed in the world? Like, what's mine to bring forward? And then these two things can float up to the head, where we have clear seeing and we can say, okay, based on this grounded presence I'm having and this sense of what's internally going on in my heart, this wanting to come forward, how can I see a pathway, at least in this moment, to start doing this and then having it be a constant conversation of, so here's, I'm feeling grounded, I'm feeling centered, here's what's wanting to be expressed, seeing clearly how to express it, and then going back into the groundedness, what's wanting to be expressed now as a result of who I am and what's going on, and seeing clear ways of bringing it forward. So it's not a linear thing. It's a dynamic, flowing thing that's alive. And how can we be paying attention to this conversation inside of us? So as a starting place, with the the body intelligence, I'm going to invite us all to just do some very gentle movement to help us enter more into our body and our sense of grounding and vitality. So I invite you to do this with me. It's not going to be really vigorous, gentle movements. If you're in a place where you can stand, standing up. Those of you who are with me in the room, great, yeah. And taking, just on your feet, bouncing a little bit and getting the energy to move and leaning to the right so the energy can move, leaning to the left, having the energy move there. But just starting to get the blood flowing, and you can, the hips back and forth. Often we can be in very linear and rigid patterns. So having the hips go back and forth and side to side and in circles. Moving the shoulders as we're swirling around. And then from here, moving down, and like you're sandwiching your legs. Move this down a little bit. And just waking them up. So rubbing them down and then rotating your hands around and up. Down and up on the right leg. A few times here, down and up. Down and up, down and up, down and up. And feeling your hands with your leg. So instead of feeling your leg with your hands, feeling your hands with your leg and then moving to the left leg. Feeling your hands with your leg. Feeling from the inside out. And then moving to the back in your tailbone and warming up your tailbone. Moving up and warming up the lower spine in the back. And then coming to the belly center and bringing some of our awareness here. And again, feeling your hands with your belly. Then we can, like loose, gentle fingers, waking up our heart and chest area a little bit, shoulders. And allow your awareness to continue to drop in and feel wherever you're attending to in your body, feel what's going on there. And then right arm, bringing a breath and awareness here. Left arm. And then your fingers, moving them around, seeing how they can dance differently than they normally dance. And then taking the fingers in the back of the head and the neck, downward strokes, the whole head and down. See if there's any sounds that want to come out as you do this. And the front of the face. Sometimes there's a vocalization that wants to be had. And rubbing the eyes in specific and really gently inviting them to relax. And our jaw, inviting our jaw to relax. And then again, just a little movement to kind of bring it all, the whole together again. And then moving forward and unmuting yourself or putting in the chat. What are you in contact with now? What are you in contact with now? I notice myself, I can feel more of myself head to toe. I can feel my little quiver in my legs, in my fingers. I'm very aware of my fingers and aliveness there. ZP says, ready to move. Heidi, Flynn, what's happening for you? What are you in contact with? Flynn says the balance of his feet. Yeah.
Self-care.
Care, you're feeling care?
Yeah, caring for self, ability to soothe self.
Yeah. And then from this place of where you're feeling maybe ready to move or care and balance of your feet, start to shift your weight left and right to where you can start to feel off center. Like when you lean forward, how far do you have to lean forward till you feel like off center and really want to move forward? Or when you move back, how far do you have to go till it starts to impact you? Or side to side. And you may notice that it doesn't take much movement. Like if you're leaning forward, one of the things I feel is, oh, I want to start moving. I want to move forward. Or if I'm back on my heels, it's easy for me to just get knocked off my feet. Knocked off balance. So as we're navigating our life, we can pay attention to what's my habitual stance. Am I someone who's always leaning forward, ready to take action without thinking? Am I someone who leans back more, and am I easily swept off by the events of life? Or maybe I kilter to the side, which has me meander one way or the other. And it's not that any of these are bad, but it's just noticing what is our habitual pattern here. And how does that relate to how we move through life and make decisions? Anybody want to ask a question or make a comment now in the chat? Flynn says, cautious not to let myself get knocked off balance. Yeah. What about for others? What do you notice as you move off center? Which one feels most comfortable and most, oh yeah, I spend a lot of time here. I spend a lot of time more forward leaning. So this is some distinctions to pay attention to in the body. You know, you're standing, you can keep standing or you can come back to your seats, whatever suits you. But I invite you to take a note for yourself now, and you can explore it later, of in these different shapes of forward or back or side to side, which one felt, oh yeah, this one feels really natural to me. Oh, this one, I don't spend any time here. Just notice which one it is and make a note, and then you can ask yourself later, what does this explain about how I live my life? What does this explain about how I live? Any questions on, we're doing a little bit on the body. We're going to move into the heart here in a minute. Any questions about body in this context before we move to heart? It's great that people are contributing about what was uncomfortable and comfortable for them in the chat. Right, so let's, Monica.
Can I ask? I really find interesting when you were doing the circling motion from inside, outside. Was there any reason from going inside to outside or just anywhere?
Yeah, I've learned that move from inside and then over outside to follow the meridians as established in Tai Chi and Qigong.
Okay.
The natural flow of the energy in that part of the body, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So let's keep this contact with your body and what got awakened there, the wholeness that was there. And I love that people are continuing to put in what was or wasn't comfortable for them in the chat. And now invite us all to find a posture where we are sitting or standing that feels comfortable, that we feel upright and dignified, where we can experience dignity. And taking a few breaths, I invite you, if you're comfortable doing so, closing your eyes here. Feeling the contact of your body on whatever you're sitting on. Notice that as you feel yourself get heavier, that the chair supports you more and more. You can really relax into that support. Now contacting your breath. Noticing the sensation of air entering and exiting the body. And as you're doing this, placing your hand over your heart. And feeling what it's like for your heart to contact your hand and your hand to contact your heart. Notice whatever sensations arise there. You may feel beating, you may feel warmth. You may not be unsure of what you feel. Just notice what you feel. Begin to imagine that your heart is a lung. You breathe in and out of your heart with ease and steadiness, in a way that the exhale and inhale are equally matched in their time. Breathing in and out of the heart. And then bringing to mind a memory, sometime in your life when you experienced joy or satisfaction. Letting that memory wash through you, through your heart, contacting it. As you do this, you may sense shifts in your heart. It may beat slightly differently or feel like it's unfolding like a flower. This is the natural inclination of the heart, wanting to unfold, feel seen and safe and held and bloom. So if that's here, allow the blooming. And then when you're ready, opening your eyes. I'm going to invite you to share what you noticed, what you're in contact with. Now I'm going to start with our panelists and see if there's something they want to share, and start with Zipi. Anything come up for you you want to share about what you are in contact with?
I was trying very hard, but nothing was obvious. It was hard to really tune in and really feel the heart. I could feel more of a stomach rumbling in the heart.
Yeah. And I appreciate what you're bringing forward about really trying to feel it. And something to check out and to experiment with is easing the trying and letting the heart come forward. It's kind of like when we really like someone and we come on too strong, they retreat a little bit. It's like, whoa, I don't know if I feel safe yet to like be that intense with you. So the heart is something often like that's very sensitive and wants to be sure it can unfold in a safe space. So sometimes it's greeting it in a way where we're really quiet and not trying in a way. Is that helpful, ZP?
Yeah, extremely helpful. Really resonates with what I'm working on. So yeah, waiting for the heart, waiting to hear the heart rather than asking it or demanding from it to do that.
Right. Yeah,
it's the waiting.
Yeah, it's the waiting. The language of the heart is silence. So how can we listen to silence? Heidi, can I ask you what came up for you or questions you might have?
Sure. I had a bit of a similar experience at the beginning where I was having a hard time getting in touch there. There was a lot of initial grief and sadness.
Yeah.
And then I was able to drop down into a very old memory with a grandparent and laying on her lap with my head on her lap as she read a book or a story to me. Mm. And it was interesting to me how close this joy and warmth and love was to the sadness and grief.
Right. Yeah, they really dance together, those two things. Thank you for speaking about that. It feels real close in, so I'm thankful that you shared it.
Thank you.
Flynn, how about for you? Anything come up for you you want to share with everyone?
Felt very calm and very serene, but still there's an uncertainty of my future and where that will go, which has been a thing for a while.
Was there any dynamism to it, like over the period? I know it was very short, but any sensation of change?
No, it was quite calm and held. Like there's a peacefulness to it, which is contradictory to the uncertainty.
Right.
But that's like an underlying boldness that's there.
Yeah. So again, thank you for bringing that forward. And, you know, had we had more time, it could have been interesting to see as you sat with that calmness and stillness, what would emerge. And this is, I think, something to really bring in with the heart is its sensitivity. And the longer we sit with it and sit with it in stillness, and have it feel safe, the more it will start to kind of open up and express itself. And it's in a world that can be often fast paced. That's why the heart can be so withdrawn because of the lack of safety. So let's just see what some people are putting in the chat here. Rodrigo, about the idea of allowing the heart to feel the hand. Impulsively, I tend to focus on what the hand senses. Exactly, yeah. So what is it like when we, in all of this, bring our attention to the inner, our inner body, and feel from the inside out? Which, if we're not used to it, it can take a little while to get acquainted with that kind of feeling. Then different things start to open up, and different qualities and contact, ground become available to us. I thought I saw a hand up, but it doesn't look like it's up anymore. Any questions at this point? We have just over 5 minutes left. So I'm also aware of our time. So just to say a few things about some distinctions about, we were just working with the body and the heart. So the body, intelligence, a place for a source of grounding and vitality, helping us be in the present moment. That it's a living memory of our history. So our body gets formed in a certain kind of way based on how we grew up, our life, circumstances, all of that. And that's what we were exploring with the shift back and forth, is like, what's a kind of a natural shape or speed my body has. So it's helpful to be aware of that and see how can we cultivate a body that is dynamic, responsive, can move forward in action, can move backward and receive life, can be in center, can move left, can move right, can be linear. But cultivating dynamism, a dynamic response, and noticing the, what's my current shape, so to speak, like, do I really look forward or lean back, and what that might explain in my life. The heart intelligence, what we were just talking about, is the place where we can feel, yes, emotions and whatnot, but it's also us, I think Flynn was pointing to, and Heidi, where we can start to experience wholeness. So yes, there's sadness here and there's joy here. And those two things can both be present at the same time. I don't have to leave anything out. Or I can feel calm and steady and uncertain at the same time. And both are okay, and both are good to include, because it helps us not fragment ourselves. And when we fragment ourselves, it's when decision-making can become difficult, because we're trying to make a decision with only part of us. The other part, if you start exploring the heart in particular, moving into the back of the heart, it's where we can sense our connectedness to all living things in the portal out. So some things to be aware of here is, how this can be a sense of how we can experience care and express care to others. And the more quiet we get, listening for the whisper of our heart, and what is our heart wanting us to bring forward into the world. So the last place to go is with the mind. And where I want to go with this is to just check in and see, what do you notice about your thinking now? So we were intentional about a body practice and a heart practice. And what do you notice about your thinking? Yeah, Heidi?
My thought process becomes very rigid and focused on a goal. And when I can drop down into the body and sense the heart, it is a lot more open to possibilities. And I realize how much more important that dynamism or being dynamic or balanced or whole is, rather than focused on one way and being so rigid.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. ZP or Flynn, you want to make a contribution here?
Yeah. The being in the mind is the default way of being for me. So it feels very comfortable. It feels like that's where I live. And yet it's really a substitute hold, as Gabor Mate said at the other lecture, we create a holding environment with our mind to compensate for the difficulties in the holding environment that we experience in our early experience. So that's where I have to really move away from and really drop down to a holding environment that's more grounded in the body and in the heart.
Exactly right, exactly. And how this will shift the thinking, as Heidi was pointing to, and even change. Oh my goodness, it's like I had blinders on and now I can see possibilities. So this is my sense of a helpful way of working with the mind is having it be in service of the body and the heart. And preferencing, and at least in our current day, preferencing working with the body and the heart, which is what this whole conference is about. And then seeing, so then what becomes possible in my thinking and naming, oh, I might take this action or have this conversation. But in terms of this question of how we can navigate life, bringing more of our internal systems online really supports us in being able to navigate. And as I was saying at the forefront, the mind wants a concrete, clear plan with no possible deviations or detours or breakdowns, which can have us feel stuck. And when we bring the body and heart online, we can let that go and just be more open to, yes, take this action and then see what happens and respond. So it opens up what David White, the poet, would call the conversational nature of reality. Being in conversation with our internal sense and the external sense. So like being a Polynesian wayfinder that's reading the water, the waves, the wind, the stars, and then also what's going on in my body as a compass, and how do I move forward? And having these two things be in conversation with each other and trusting that what needs to unfold will unfold. So I am aware that we are at time, and I'm gonna be respectful and not try to squeeze the song in that I really wanted to play, but you can listen to it later. It's called Unified Theory by the Cobalt this season. I'll put it in the chat. And the last thing I wanna say is if you're curious about any more of this work, you can look up newventureswest.com, newventureswest.com. We have an integral coaching and wisdom school in San Francisco. And really appreciate you all taking time to be part of this. And thank you, ZP, Heidi, and Flynn for being in the interactive room and participating.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Adam. I think you really touch our hearts. And as you said, the language of the heart is silence. And I felt probably, maybe there were not so many questions, but I felt the silence spoke a lot to our hearts, and perhaps sometimes we need to digest, and I think there's lots of stuff to digest, and I'm really still digesting, and I'm going definitely watch it again. And I really love what you said, the language of the heart is silence, and I felt like you touched our hearts, and that was the... I just want to announce the next session of the Coaching and Therapy Channel will be Movement Medicine Mirroring for Highly Sensitive Bodies with Kelly Tamaluf. And also, I just want to announce, if you felt like you really benefit from these talks and you would like to have the library for life, please go and upgrade. There will be links in the chat where you can go and upgrade. you can still watch for 48 hours for free. But as a thank you for the all people who organize this conference, it will be a very big thank you. And yeah, there is a link for Adam where you can find, we put the website. Adam, are you on Facebook? People can find you on Facebook perhaps?
Yeah, they can find us on Facebook as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, they can keep in touch. They are saying thank you. There's a coffee break room where you can go and chat and digest with other people. And before we go, I would like to ask Adam, is there any really like a big top tip? I'm tired as well. It's night nearly where I am. to stay embodied.
I think my top tip would be continuing to practice stillness and silence inside so the heart can feel safe to open up, whatever that means for you.
That is really deep. That's, I feel like it's really resonated with everybody. Thank you so much and have a great time and keep in touch. Stay in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.